You're listening to NewsRamp Technology. Today is Wednesday evening, August 5th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice, details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Nowu introduces NowSense 3, a completely rebuilt AI feed for more relevant real-time content. Now AG has unveiled NowSense 3, a revamped AI feed that merges various content sources in real time. This updated feed, built on Now's matured AI infrastructure, adapts to users' behavior and interests instantly, providing a personalized and relevant experience from the first session. Scheduled for a phased rollout in August 2026, NowSense 3 aims to enhance user retention and engagement, setting the stage for platform scalability.
Shelly Group, invitation to earnings, webcast call on 13th August 2026 on unaudited 6M 2026 results. Shelly Group, a provider of IoT and smart building solutions, will host an earnings webcast call on 13th August 2026 to discuss their unaudited 6M 2026 results. Co-CEOs Dimitar Dimitrov and Wolfgang Kirsch will present in English. Register to participate at Shelly Group's website. The company develops advanced technology for remote control and automation, generating revenue from cloud applications, and having a strong international presence. Technic Infotech, pioneering scalable Android app innovations. Technic Infotech, a mobile app development company, is pioneering scalable Android app innovations to meet modern digital requirements. Businesses are increasingly turning to customized Android applications to enhance customer engagement and streamline operations. Technic Infotech focuses on creating secure, user-friendly apps that align with business goals and adapt to evolving customer expectations. With a focus on performance, security, and user experience, the company supports businesses in developing scalable solutions for various industries.
Wrap Technologies, WRAPS Schedules, second quarter 2026 results call. Wrap Technologies has scheduled a conference call on Tuesday, August 11th, 2026 at 4:30 p.m. ET to discuss financial and operational results for the second quarter. The company invites investors to submit questions in advance by email. The earnings release and related materials will be available on the company's website before the call. Participants can join the webcast or register for dial-in access through provided links.
Missouri IT provider shifts SLA metric from response to restoration. Missouri IT provider NOC Technology has shifted its SLA metric from response to restoration. The company now measures resolution time instead of first response within its service level agreements. Additionally, NOC Technology is granting clients unconditional ownership of their IT documentation throughout the engagement, allowing for seamless transitions and full visibility into infrastructure. Learn more about NOC Technology's innovative approach to IT support in St. Louis and surrounding Missouri counties.
Azio AI Holdings, AZIO, is one to watch. Azio AI Holdings, a technology infrastructure company, recently completed a merger and rebranded to AZIO. The company secured a $27.90 million AI infrastructure agreement with Power Champion Investment Limited, expandable to $100 million. Additionally, Azio signed a master services agreement with AT&T for fiber connectivity at its Texas AI platform. With a focus on AI data centers and high-performance computing, Azio is poised for growth in domestic and international markets.
Network news breaks. Onco Innovations Limited, Frankfurt. WO1H combines targeted cancer therapy, nanotechnology, and AI. Ongo Innovations Limited is pioneering a new approach to cancer drug development, combining PNKP, targeted DNA damage response inhibition, nanoparticle drug delivery, and artificial intelligence. Their lead candidate, ONC-010, aims to improve drug solubility and tumor accumulation. The company's Inca Health subsidiary is developing an AI platform for patient selection and clinical trial design. ONC-010 is progressing through preclinical stages towards first-in-human studies.
Network news breaks. Earth Science Tech Inc. ETST advances telehealth position through technology, vertical integration. Earth Science Tech is advancing its telehealth position through strategic investments, vertical integration, and proprietary technology. The company, with subsidiaries like Dio Consultations LLC and Las Villas Healthcare Inc., offers online and brick-and-mortar telehealth services focusing on wellness and direct-to-patient delivery, while also targeting the expanding peptide therapy market. ETST's in-house IT capabilities and custom technology infrastructure aim to enhance operational efficiency and margins across its divisions, providing a competitive edge in the digital health sector. Tech media breaks, why Boxable Inc. is one to watch. Boxable Inc. is making waves in the residential construction industry with its factory-built modular housing system. By streamlining the home building process in controlled manufacturing environments, Boxable aims to offer standardized, efficient, and cost-effective housing solutions. The company's innovative approach has garnered global attention, especially with its flagship product, the Casita, a 361-square-foot studio unit that unfolds on-site in under an hour. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at https://ibn.fm/bxbbell.
Investor news breaks. StockTwits announces Stocktoberfest 2026 with Tradie ETFs as the title partner. The event will bring together retail investors, traders, creators, and public company executives for networking and market-focused programming, exploring themes like agentic trading and social relative strength. Supported by various financial and technology organizations, the event is nearing capacity and aims to connect influential voices in retail investing with public company leaders.
CC CodeWorks H1 2026 freight data shows supply chains moving faster despite continued market pressures. Average order to ship cycle times dropped by 34%, indicating faster warehouse execution. Operators improved LTL efficiency by consolidating more orders per load and shipping 26% more volume while maintaining consolidation rates. Despite rising transportation costs, the logistics industry is adapting and becoming more efficient.
Tech media breaks. Glue Holdings, Inc. closes $22.75 million public offering. Glue Holdings, Inc. announced the closing of its public offering, raising $22.75 million. The company sold 7 million shares of Class A common stock at $3.25 per share. With underwriters having the option to purchase more shares, total gross proceeds could reach $26.16 million. The funds will be used for general corporate purposes, including acquisitions and investments. Key board members and entities purchased $6 million worth of shares. Citizens Capital Markets, Roth Capital Partners, Benchmark, and Loop Capital Markets were involved in the offering.
Investor news breaks. BOS, Better Online Solutions Limited, wins $1.90 million in air defense supply orders for electromechanical connectors from Israeli subcontractors. The orders, expected through 2028, reflect growing demand for air defense munitions. BOS is well-positioned to support this demand, providing critical connector components for defense applications, highlighting its established role in aerospace and defense supply chains.
Gold's biggest headwind just reversed course. Is the price tide changing? Gold prices have been struggling this year due to various factors, including the war with Iran. However, signs are emerging that this trend may be reversing. With central banks increasing their gold reserves, the limited supply could support prices. Entities like Collective Mining Limited will be closely monitoring market developments in the coming weeks.
Why Anthropics and why Anthropics is becoming more capable every year, and why Anthropics is more highly moderate than the other. But recent testing incidents involving Anthropic and OpenAI have shown that these powerful systems can also create unexpected cybersecurity risks. During separate testing exercises, AI models from both companies managed to access real company systems, raising concerns about how advanced AI should be developed, tested, and regulated. For companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. that are also developing frontier technologies that are far more powerful than AI, the OpenAI and Anthropic incidents offer vital lessons that stress how important safeguards are to limit the
Live Oak Bank selects Onsetto to strengthen business banking growth and deposit activation. Live Oak Bank has chosen Onsetto's Switch Assist platform to improve business banking growth and deposit activation. Switch Assist helps banks guide business customers through transitioning and activating their banking relationships. This structured approach aims to reduce friction, improve onboarding, and accelerate activation for a more efficient banking experience. Onsetto's CEO, Cale Johnston, emphasizes the importance of activation in business banking growth, with 21 financial institutions already benefiting from the platform.
Mission IR News Breaks, Wrap Technologies, Inc. schedules second quarter 2026 results call. Wrap Technologies has scheduled a conference call on August 11, 2026, at 4:30 p.m. ET to discuss financial results for the second quarter. Company management will provide updates and answer questions. Investors can submit questions by email until August 10th. The earnings release and related materials will be available on the company's website before the call.
Network News Breaks. Finger Motion Inc. appoints Jolie Kahn as Chief Executive Officer. Finger Motion Inc. has appointed Jolie Kahn as its new Chief Executive Officer, succeeding Martin Shen. Kahn, with a background in corporate finance and securities law, aims to build on the company's strong foundation for long-term growth. Shen, who led Finger Motion to its NASDAQ listing, expressed confidence in the company's future under Kahn's leadership. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.